KD Country 94 weather.
The grass is starting to grow and you need to mow now with 0% retail financing on new Hustler Zero Turn mowers. That's right. Qualified buyers can enjoy 0% financing on qualifying Hustler Zero Turn mowers. Come into Jewel Implement today and get that Hustler Turf Zero Turn lawnmower you've been dreaming of. That's Jewel Implement, 105 South Custer, Jewel, Kansas, or online at www.jewelimplement.com. Qualified buyers with minimum purchase, other restrictions apply. See dealer for complete details.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with a high of 92. Southerly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Lows level off around 69. Highs level off around 94. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday and Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 83.
Contrary to what you may have heard, Schnell and Pessinger Appliance is still open. Visit them on South Mill in downtown Beloit for the best in appliances and appliance service.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
The Republican Attorney General of Kansas sued Friday to force the state to be among a few that prohibit transgender people from changing their sex on their driver's licenses and to repudiate the Democratic governor who continues to allow such changes despite a new anti-trans law. Attorney General Chris Kobach filed his lawsuit in state court seeking an order to stop Governor Laura Kelly and agencies under her control from letting transgender people change their licenses. Kobach contends a law that took effect Saturday prevents such changes and requires the state to reverse any previous changes in its records. Kobach has argued that the law applies in the same way to birth certificates, but the lawsuit filed Friday doesn't address those documents. The settlement of a 2018 federal lawsuit requires Kansas to allow transgender people to change their birth certificates. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment, the KDHE, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the KWP, have issued a public health warning for Lovewell Lake due to blue-green algae. A harmful algal bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water and can be colored blue, bright green, brown, or red. Blooms can develop rapidly. If the water appears suspicious or there is decaying algae on the shore, avoid contact and keep dogs away. These toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of erysosis, and even skin contact. Symptoms vary depending upon the type of exposure. Direct contact, ingestion, or inhalation, but can include rash, vomiting, diarrhea, fever, sore throat, and headaches. If you or your dog come into contact with algae, rinse the area with clean, fresh water. Suspected HAB, harmful algae bloom-related health incidents, whether human or animal, regardless of season, should be reported to the KDHE. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia Osmer Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Jewel County Historical Society's 45th annual Threshing Bee takes place here at the end of the week on July 15th and the 16th. And that'll be taking place there at the Mikado City Park and Historical Society grounds. Admission $10 per person, children under 12 free. Features include antique tractor parade, steam engine sawmill and sawed wood auction, blacksmith demo and iron art sale. Also a chainsaw artist, cross-cut saw competitions, tractor pulls, garden tractor games, treasure tank, bounce house, food vendors, and chamber-sponsored watermelon popping, food and flea market vendors, free barbecue Saturday night with admission or $10 a plate, music in the park Saturday night by Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands, sponsored by the Mankato Chamber of Commerce. They invite you to enjoy them for the 45th Annual Jewel County Historical Society Threshing Bee. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
With the eighth pick of the 2023 MLB Draft, the Kansas City Royals select Blake Mitchell, a catcher from Sinton High School in Sinton, Texas.
And that was the Royals' first-round pick in the 2023 Major League Baseball draft last night, as the Royals taking catcher Blake Mitchell from Sinton, Texas High School. Royals no stranger to taking a high schooler this high, having taken their number five prospect, Frank Mazzucato, seventh overall in 2021. The Royals also drafted at number 44, Blake Walters, a right-handed pitcher from a high school in Illinois. And the Royals, with a competitive balance B pick, number 66 overall, selected center fielder Carson Rocaforte out of Louisiana Lafayette. General manager of the Royals, J.J. Piccolo, about the three draft picks, we stuck to what we think our identity needs to be. We need to be able to compete on the mound. You need a leader, an impact player behind home plate. It's not easy to find. And then we really value outfielders who can cover ground and play the outfield at a high level. Rounds 3 through 12 of the Major League Baseball draft will be tomorrow on Tuesday. The number one overall pick was Paul Skeens, pitcher for LSU, who was taken by the Pittsburgh Pirates. On the field, the Royals avoid a sweep against Cleveland.
And this is the latest they have had a lead, and they're going to add on to it. Michael Massey has his third hit. All have come with two strikes. And this one is going to be worth two. And now Massey is digging for third. And he's in there with a two-out, two-run triple. And the Royals lead 4-1 in the sixth inning.
That two-run triple by Michael Massey gave the Royals the breathing room they needed in a 4-1 victory. Royals now 26-65 headed into the All-Star break. Massey, Royals second baseman, went 3-for-4 with that two-run triple. Scott Barlow picked up his 11th save. Ryan Yarbrough, with his first appearance since early May after being struck in the head by a line drive, went six innings, gave up six hits, one run, and five Ks, got the win to improve to 2-4. Kyle Isbell went 2-for-4 with a home run, his second of the season, in the fifth inning, which tied the game at one. He also made a diving grab to record the final out and save the day in the bottom of the ninth. Royals 26-65 going into the All-Star break. Baseball around the area, K-18 Twin Lakes League Tournament, the champion, the Beloit Red, as they knock off the Smith Center Reds 7-3. And now there will be the district tournament or regional tournament in Concordia for K-18 baseball, as Beloit Red will play at 6:30 at Doyen Field there in Concordia against Clifton Clyde. That'll be tomorrow night. Clay Center and Smith Center Gray will follow that game. Bottom half of the bracket, FNA Concordia against Russell at 6:30 on the Meats Fields, and Smith Center Red will take on Marysville approximately 25 minutes after that one. Semifinals will be on Thursday, with the championship game taking place on Friday. That's the K-18 Baseball Regional in Concordia going on this week. Kansas State Pee Wee Baseball District Tournaments. Pike Valley, a one seed, will get a bye. They will play Thursday at 6:30 against the winner of the Beloit Ironbirds and Concordia American Legion, who will play tonight at 6:30. That'll be at Pike Valley and Cortland. So Beloit Ironbirds, the four seed, against Concordia American Legion, the five seed. Concordia Chevy Buick will take on the Belleville Lions tonight at 8 o'clock. Also, District 2 Pee Wee Tournament in Smith Center. Osborne, number one seed, gets a bye. They await the winner of the four seed Wakanda and Smith Center, the five seed matchup, which is tonight at 6:30. Beloit Grasshoppers, the three seed, will take on Rock Hills, a six seed, tonight at 8 o'clock. These games will be in Smith Center. Semifinals Thursday night in Smith Center, and then the third place and championship game of that district will be at Smith Center coming up on Friday evening. That's a look at sports here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake. As always, brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit.